We'll read beginning at verse 20. John 11 and verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And then she went away to call her sister Mary. Now, I'd like to read another passage with that in the 14th chapter of John, where the Lord Jesus again used a name of God in telling who he was. He calls himself the I Am, which you remember is one of the names of God given to Moses back in the book of Exodus. John chapter 14 begins with these well-known words, Let not your heart be troubled. Now this is not said to everyone. This is said to believers. If you're a real child of God, I hope you will not have a troubled heart, because the Lord does not want your heart to be troubled. Why? Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? You see, the Holy Spirit was not yet given. And he didn't know too much. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, in order to understand resurrection, we have to understand something about death. One of the best definitions I ever read for death is lack of correspondence with circumstances. That sounds complicated. Think it through. Death is lack of correspondence with circumstances. Death is separation. It may be physical death. That's separation from this world by death. Separation from the body. Then there is spiritual death. We're told in the second chapter of Ephesians that all of us by nature are dead in trespasses and in sin. That's separation from God. Dead to God, a lack of correspondence with him. And then there's the second death, the lake of fire, that separation from God forever. Now, why do people die physically? Well, we're told in the fifth chapter of Romans that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. We're told in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. There are many reasons why people die, but this is the overall reason, the great cause for death. Now, we recognize that only God can give life or restore life. In the fifth chapter of John, we're told that the Father gives life to whom he will, and that he has given the Son that same privilege. Not only does God give physical life, as we see three times in the account of the life of the Lord Jesus, when he raised a little girl from the dead, and then a young man who was on his way to the cemetery, and then Lazarus in this 11th chapter of John, who had been dead for 4 days. But not only does God give physical life, but he can give eternal life. And since all of us are dead to God by nature, that is, born with dead spirits, all of us need to be regenerated. All of us need to be given life from God. Now, the Lord Jesus claimed to be life. That's more than saying that someday he'll resurrect all the people. He does make that claim also. He does say in the 5th of John that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. The voice of Jesus of Nazareth is the voice of God the Son. And that's the voice that every man, woman, and child will hear in resurrection. But the Lord Jesus is saying more than that. He's saying that because he is resurrection and he is life, that death cannot exist in his presence. I think it was Mr. Moody, D.L. Moody, who said that he had to preach a funeral. He thought he would read in the scripture and see just what the Lord preached at a funeral. And then he saw to his joy that the Lord broke up every funeral that he ever attended. Death couldn't exist in his presence. Now we read here that those who trust in him will never really die. You see, death for a believer is only called sleep. Now that's not soul sleep, but that's sleep for the body, rest for the body. And it's not the terrible thing that death was before the Lord Jesus robbed it of its terror. Now, let's think a little bit about this second statement. In 14th of John, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Four times in this section, an apostle had a perplexity. First of all, Peter, he wondered why he couldn't follow the Lord just now, and then Thomas wanted to know where he was going and said, we don't know the way. And then Philip didn't understand about the Father, and Judas wanted to know why the rest of the world was left out. Well, the Lord Jesus is the only one who can solve these problems. And Peter learns that he can't go until Christ has died for him and risen again. And Thomas finds out that he does know the way, after all, that the Lord Jesus is the way. And Philip finds out that he does know the Father, because we can only know the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Judas understands finally that because he's a believer, and the world, the people of the world do not believe, that there is a gulf between them that cannot be bridged unless the world is ready and willing to believe. Now the Lord Jesus said he was the way. This is more than a way shore. I remember hearing about a missionary facing an unknown jungle and asked for a native guide. They brought one. So he said, please tell me the way. I'm anxious to get started. But the guy shook his head and he said, I can't. You can't. Then what'll I do? And the guide calmly replied, I am the way. Then the missionary understood. That wise native was not going to try to show the way or tell him the way, but he was going to take him there. And several times on that journey, the native guide saved the missionary's life and proved that he was the way. Now, the Lord Jesus is not the way shore to heaven. He is the way. We're going there because we have him and because he has us. And then he's the truth. Now, how could we know the truth? Pilate said, what is truth? And then he didn't listen long enough for the Lord Jesus to tell him. Men are constantly in search of truth. Like Jannes and Jambres, the wizards of Egypt, who withstood Moses, they're always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. People study and read a great many books, and all the time they're turning their backs on the one who has a right to call himself the truth. He also said, thy word is truth. And if you want to get acquainted with the Lord Jesus, you can do it through the word of God. And then he said he was the life. Well, if you don't have him, you don't have life. This is a statement in 1 John, not St. John, but over in the epistle. 1 John 5, he says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Everything hinges on whether you have Christ or not. He doesn't say if you have baptism. He doesn't say if you have church membership. He doesn't say if you have good character. He says, if you have the Son, you have life. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have life, regardless of how many other good things you may have and how good you may be. If the Lord Jesus alone is life, then without him you have no life. Well, just before I stop, let me tell you this. It cost him his life in order to be life for you. He had to give up his life at the cross. He had to suffer and die. He had to go through death in order to rob it of its terror, in order to be the resurrection and the life. The Lord Jesus went down into death when there was none to help him. And he bore everything that we deserved. And he suffered and died, a sacrifice for our sin. Have you thanked him? Have you trusted him? Are you resting in him who alone is the way to the Father? I am the way, he said, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Shall we pray? Our Father, once more, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank thee for the way to heaven. We thank thee that this is not by means of our doings, for we could never do enough, but we thank thee that thy dear Son is the way. May many trust him today, we pray, for his name's sake. Amen.